Huh?
Yes.
Some of you look like you didn't.
But it was me. Amen. God was here. I tell you, I felt him. I'm just happy to be with you tonight. And I do feel a burden maybe that I need to preach tonight just a little. But God knows best, don't he? And but I'm going to try to use wisdom. It won't keep you all night. But I was thinking about how far this little church has come in the last 4 years. Wow. The young ones are growing up, Brother Tommy. We're getting old. Amen. Especially you. But I was thinking about the Bobby's boy here. Looks like somebody been feeding him baled hay or something. Man, that boy's going crazy. Man. And Benny, Sister Ronnie, is growing up. And God's touching the man. Man, that excites me. If this is your children up here shouting, that excites you. Man, boy, God's going to call some of them to preach. God already called some. They're going to be deacons, Sunday school teachers. Glory to God. God's good, ain't he? Thank you for the offering tonight. May the Lord bless you. We appreciate you. Love you. And let's just let the Lord have his way. We'll not hold you long. Get him out the kids, see. It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to be like him. Though often I fail, and I brought him a shame. It's my desire, I want to live for him. If you could see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, then you know the reason why I love him so. You can take this world's wealth and riches. I don't need earth's fame. It's my desire, I want to live for him. Oh, if you could see where he has brought me from to where I am today, then you know the reason why I love him so. Oh, you can take this world's wealth and riches. I don't need earth's fame. It's my desire, I want to live for him. It's my desire to help someone today. Oh, someone who may have failed to see the way. For I too once, I was so very lost, but I found my way to the cross. And it's my desire, oh, I want to live for him. Oh, if you could see where he has brought me from to where I am today, then you know the reason why we love him so. Oh, you can take this world's wealth
wealth and riches. We don't need earth's fame, cause it's our desire. I want to live. Say it with me one more time tonight. Oh, if you could see where he has brought me from to where I am today, then you know the reason why I love him so. Oh, you can take this world's wealth and riches. I don't need earth's fame. It's my desire. Oh, I want to live for him. Lift your hands and give him praise tonight. If that's your desire, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'd like to live for him tonight, wouldn't you? Praise the Lord. Well, I promise I'll not hold you long. I felt the Lord have me preach this at the house of prayer for quite a while. But the last few times I've preached here, I've not felt that liberty to preach it. But as the pastor said, it has been on my heart all day. As I've worked and labored for Brother Johnny Martin, trying to do a little plumbing for him, it's just been on my heart. And I believe it's a message for the house of prayer tonight. And I pray the Lord help us. Revelations chapter number 3. Thank you again for your giving, for letting us park here these couple of days. Thank you so much. We love you all. Revelations chapter number 3 and verse number 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Lord, I thank you for your word, your will, your way, for your good people here tonight, dear Lord, at the house of prayer. Lord, we've already felt you. We've worshiped. And God, I sure don't want to get in the way. God, in myself, I have nothing to offer this congregation tonight. But help me, Lord, as I endeavor to obey you. We'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God is writing a letter to the church here at Philadelphia. And tonight if we are to look around us, we can find that all 7 of the churches are still in existence today. Yeah. You'll find that there's still a church of Ephesus, the churches that have left their first love. Yeah. You'll find the church of Smyrna that's working on through tribulation and poverty. You can find the church of Pergamos, the church that dwells where Satan's seat is. Yeah. There Antipas, the faithful martyr, was. There's the church of Thyatira still thrives today, but there they suffered Jezebel to teach. We know a few like that, don't we? There's the church of Sardis that had a name that it lived, but it was dead, huh? The church at Laodicea was lukewarm. And we know some churches like that today. But I want to know what church represented us today or tonight. And I believe that church can be found in the Church of Philadelphia. The Little Holiness Church, I'd like to call it tonight. And I read about this church, and as I begin to dig into this church at Philadelphia, I read between the lines that it was a church that was not very large. It was a church, I believe, that was struggling. The message to this church was that God could open a door, God could shut a door. And I believe that through this, studying into this, that it was a church that every time it tried to go forward, the devil kicked it backwards. I believe it had a desire to do something for God, but that the devil was constantly trying to hinder and to tear down and to destroy. Can a church say amen? And as I read about this church, I read here that God has a message for the church at Philadelphia as well as the other churches. God gave me this church. I'll not lie that it was not a message just for this church, but I've had it on my heart for the house of prayer, amen, for quite a few months now, that God would have you to hear a message to the church at the house of prayer, amen. I'd like to hear from God tonight, wouldn't you? I said, I'd like to hear from God in this last day. But before that God gave this message to this church at Philadelphia, and while I was thinking of this, I mentioned this maybe at a camp meeting. You know, I'll never forget a message the Lord gave me for the house of prayer when God sends replacements. Amen. Message that the devil tormented my mind over. But as I told you, the camp meeting, I believe God is helping us in me. Amen. And then I felt this burden in my soul. Amen. But before God could give them this message, God wanted them to know who was writing this letter. God wanted to give them, Brother Hank, a few credentials. Hallelujah. And he wanted them to know that I am he that is holy, and I am he that is true. And could I tell you tonight, if we can hear from God, we can go to the bank on it, because he is holy, and he is true. Hallelujah. I said, God has got the credentials to give the message to us tonight. Amen. Stay with me just a minute here now. Now, as much as I'd like to, I could write you a check for $5,000, but Brother Hank, it wouldn't do you no good. Because by the time you got to the bank, I don't have the funds, Brother Darrell, to back that check up. Come over now. My heart might be good, but my bank account, my banker is not going to be happy when that check comes back. Come over here, help me now. But God wanted to give some credentials, and he said, I am holy, and I am true, and I have the key of David. So I wanted to know what that key of David was, and I began to search into it and look into it, and I found out way back over there in the Old Testament that there was a man named Shebna and Eliakim, and Shebna was treasure over all that David possessed, but he did not do well with David's possessions, and the Bible said that from him was taken the key, and unto Eliakim was given the key of David. David was given, Eliakim was given control of all that David possessed. And when Jesus told the church at Philadelphia, I have the key of David, he wanted them to know that not only I'm going to tell you, but I've got everything I need to back up everything. And I'm fixing to tell you, he's got credentials. I said, God has got the credentials. Amen. Woo! Y'all here tonight, or should we shout a little more or something here? Maybe we ought to sing that one more time or something. I want to tell you, friend, tonight, sometimes we hear it so much that we lose our faith. But can I tell you, friend, tonight, if God tells you that he is going to heal you, that he's got the key of David, and he has all the ability to get the job done. If God tells you he's going to meet your need, I want you to know something tonight. He has the key of David. He's got uncontrolled access to all that.
that heaven has to offer. Oh my God, what a Savior tonight. He's got a message for the church. He had a message for Philadelphia. But he said, before I tell you anything, I want you to know who's talking. I am holy. I am true. And I have the key of David. Amen. Woo!
So I read on a little bit more here. And I wanted to know about God's credentials. And so he told me what he had. But you know what else I like about God that he told the little church of Philadelphia? That I felt I must tell the house of prayer tonight. That God not only had credentials, but God had commitments for the church at Philadelphia. Amen. Come on here now. Now when I was here last Tuesday night, I heard Pastor McDonald get up and say how he appreciated his young people. Amen. He wanted them to know that he loved them, that he had been watching out. He'd been seeing them worship God. Well, I feel like tonight that the Lord might have some commitments for the house of prayer. Amen. All the prayer meeting that's been started. I come in tonight, walked in the back door. I heard a sound I've never heard before the house of prayer. I'm not saying you've never prayed, but I've never known it on a service in a Sunday school room. I heard the saints are praying. I heard heaven coming down. You want to know why we felt God here tonight? Because of prayer meetings. Amen. Not only tonight, but during the week. And I felt like God wanted to tell the church, I've seen your works. I've got some commitments. I've seen the standard you've upheld. I've seen the life you live. My God, not only does he have the credentials, but he's got some commitments for the church tonight. Woo! Now, as I travel this blessed country, we're guilty many times of pounding the people over the head. Yeah. And I have been guilty of it myself. But I feel like the Lord just, I know y'all ready to go eat or go to sleep or something. But if you can wake up just for a minute here, God wants you to know tonight that he knows and he sees and God appreciates your faithfulness. Commitments. Oh, Brother Chad, I feel like God got commitments for the pastor. Come on here now. Have you ever known a man that prayed and studied like Brother McDonald? I'm not here. You done took my offering. I'm here to preach my heart to you tonight. If y'all don't know me better than that, you're in trouble. I'm not here for your money. I'm here to tell you what I felt God do in my heart. Amen. I've watched this man and his wife as they've labored faithfully, as they have gave their all for the house of prayer. And I felt like God wanted me to tell this pastor tonight. Amen. He's got some commandments. And he's got the record of it all. Somebody say amen. So I begin to look around this church and from Brother Bohan and Brother Collins, and I could just go all the way around this church tonight. And I could name off precious people all around this building, this sanctuary tonight. And I can't because I'll leave somebody out. But there ain't a one here that I wouldn't be afraid to back up on anything you said. And I mean that from my heart. Amen. God says, I just wanted you to know tonight, from a poor little evangelist, I've got some commandments. He said, I know thy works. They're not, you're not lukewarm. Amen. You don't think you're something that you aren't. You're just sugaring on. You're just praising on. You're just pressing on. And he said, I know where you are. I've got some commandments. Amen. Woo! Are y'all getting with me here now? Y'all getting your radio station right here where I'm at. And third, I could go on. He went on to say that has a little strength. This was not a rebuke. No. This here was to tell them, you've got some strength. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. He said, thou hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Uh-huh. Woo! In an age of compromise, In an age where everybody says, just let down the standard just a little bit. If you just slack up on this and just on that, we could pack his church out. We said, no, thank you. We'll just do it the old-fashioned way. One soul at a time. One young person at a time. And God looks down tonight. And the reason he blessed this place tonight is because I felt like he was saying, hey, here's a little commitment for your faithful labor, for your struggles, for your work. My. Amen. He knows. Amen. And he sees. And he keeps record. I'm hurrying here. I told you. 10 more minutes and I'm out of here. Third, he wanted them to know, I know your condition. Tommy Bohan, God knows exactly how much money you got in the bank and how much you don't got. Brother William, God knows your condition tonight. You come up here and got prayer tonight. I don't know what the need was, but God said, I know your condition. Thou hast a little strength. Woo! Come on here now. I see as you endeavor to serve God. You see, there's some of you here tonight. Well, I'm just going to preach anyway. There's some of you here. You put a check in the offering tonight. And the truth of the matter was, you really didn't have it to put in the offering tonight. But because you love this evangelist and you love God, you put it in there. And I just want you to know that God said, hey, I've seen that. I know your condition. Amen. You think you're going to get anything by God? You think there's not anything that he doesn't know? There are times the devil tells us that God does not see, that God does not care. But I want to tell you, God always knows our condition. Woo! There are some of you here tonight with questions in your heart about circumstances in your life. And I just want to tell you, God knows your condition. Some of you stood up and told this church, I feel a call on my life. And now the devil's telling you, you lied. And you're saying, God. And God says, I know your condition. Yeah, all right. Woo! Some of you stood up and said, God's going to help me. And you ain't seen the help yet. Okay, God. And God just wants you to know, I know your condition. Whew. You know what he said? He said, thou hast a little strength. You know what? This is what I got out of this, brother. Just feeling through this. He was telling him, no, you don't have a 50-member choir. No, you don't have 10 bass players and 10 pianists. You've got little strength. You don't have much of millionaires in the church. No, you don't have, but you've got little strength, amen. And I know your condition, hallelujah. And what you can't do, I can, hallelujah. Oh, come on, hold on, hataya. And when you fall short, my arm is not short. And when you've reached as far as you can, and it's not enough, I will make up the difference, because I know your condition. I know your condition. Thou hast a little strength. Woo! God sees the turmoil inside that heart and the questions. Where do I go? Where do I turn? What do I do now? I'd like to preach, Brother Brent, but I don't feel like I'm a very good preacher. God says, thou hast a little strength. Woo! You say, I can't preach like Brother McDonald. Join the crowd. I don't know anybody in the world that can preach like you. Come here and help me just a while. You'd have to pull your pants up a little bit before you could even get started. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I know I didn't say that. Anyway, I want to tell you, friend, he knows our condition. And he's not asking you to preach like Pastor McDonald. He's not asking you to preach like Brother Shad. He says, I know what you can do and what you can. Just do what you can, because I'm standing by. And I've got the record. I've got the credentials. I've got some commandments. And I know your condition. Woo! Man, I'm running out of time. I've got 4 minutes. Fourth. That's where I want to preach tonight. He said, I have a command. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Now you can believe whatever you want. You can say, well, you're just preaching this because we're growing, we got shouting. I don't care what you say. I'm going to tell you how I feel about it tonight. I feel like God has given a command that the door be opened for the house of prayer. Y'all didn't hear me. I said, I feel like God has given the command that the door be opened. Y'all take or leave it. I'm just going to preach it and head on to Virginia. I don't know when I'm going to see you again. Maybe a long, long time. But you remember what I'm going to tell you. God said, I have opened the door and nobody's going to shut it. I want to tell you, friend, tonight, Lord, this ain't my key. This is God speaking to somebody. It's my voice, but it's His word. And He told him, He said, when I open it, there's not enough devils in hell. Does the devil like it? No. Does the devil want to stop it? Yes. But can he? Well, you can believe what you want to. But I believe if God gives a command, He said nobody is going to shut the door. Could I tell you tonight, He's got the credentials to back up the command. I said He's got the credentials to back up His command in this place tonight. Woo! Now y'all stay with me. Let me finish this up. There are times in this world when we feel like the devil's taking over. Say amen, it don't matter. Or oh me, whichever makes you feel better. But there are times in this world when we feel like the devil's done took control. In our circumstance, in our situation, in our lives, we say, man, I know God's up there, but He's just letting the devil have his free reign. And we get in our minds without even meaning to. We say, well, the devil, you've just, you know, it's just the devil. He's just taking me down a dark road. But I come to remind you tonight that though the devil has power, God still has all power. And I don't understand, Brother Dale, how the devil lets him have his lease, how God lets him go sometimes. I don't understand the things that he gets away with at times, but I'm just human. That's not for me to know everything. But I just want to remind you and the devil tonight, when God gives a command, He may be wreaking havoc all around you, but when God gives a command, He must stop. He must stop. When God gets ready to open the door for you to have a job or a church or whatever it is, there'll not be enough demons in hell to shut it down. And I'm going to tell you, when God gets ready to bless you physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, when God says, I'm going to open the door, there is still enough power to get the job done. Lift your hands and give God a praise. Woo! Woo! I'm just skipping through it. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Now you hear me and hear me well. I'm not interested in anybody bowing at my feet. But there have been some people left this church and they said it'll shut down when I go. They said when I get out of here, I'd be it. They wouldn't hold up with us. They could have been a great blessing to the house of prayer. And they walked away from us. Y'all see, you say, man, come over here now. And they walked away and left us holding the bag, so to speak. But he said, I'm getting ready to give a command to you little church in Philadelphia. Amen. I'm going to send such a revival. Amen. That when everyone, when those that say they are Jews, they are not, but do lie, they're going to have to come and bow at your feet and to know that I have loved thee.
I'm not worried about nobody bowing at my feet. But I would God would open the door so wide and His Spirit would flood the house and His train would fill the temple to every backslider in Texarkana and everywhere around would have to know that God has given a command, that God has sent revival, that God has blessed in an unreal way.
I'm over my time. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I wish I had about 2 hours to preach this. I also will keep thee.
Yeah.
He's got comfort for you tonight. Because you've been faithful, I'm going to be faithful.
Yeah.
Woo! I'll tell you, me and Brother Shad, I talked hardly any of the last couple months. And I don't know what you're going through. I don't know anybody. You might all be on the mount, but I know some of you are needing the comfort right now. Woo! And I just want to tell you, he said, because thou hast kept my word, I'm going to keep my word. Come on now. Because you've done what you're supposed to do, I'm going to do. Sister Mohan, it's going to be all right. You understand? Because God wanted to tell you tonight, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee. There have been times when I had nothing else to go on but the comfort of the word of God that says, though you may not understand it, though you may not see it, though you may not comprehend it, because you have been faithful, I will be faithful. Behold, I come quickly. I just want you to know tonight that he's coming. We don't preach about it very much anymore, but he's still coming. Woo! The Bible said when Jacob saw the wagons, come on here now, his spirit revived. It'll cause you to lift up your head in the dark and dreary world. It's just he wants you to know tonight that he's still coming for a bride that have made herself ready, that has adorned herself with the garment of holiness. Amen. Without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any such thing. Could I give it to you just real quick? He's got your credentials. Hallelujah. He's got some commandments. He knows your condition. He's got a command. He wants you to be comforted. And last but not least, he is still coming back. I said he's still coming back for the church. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands and give God the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for letting me preach to you tonight. Get that burden off me. Hallelujah. Woo. I know we've already shouted and prayed. Now I was going to give it back to the pastor. He said to give you a chance to pray. I want every head bowed and every eyes closed right now. I feel like it. There are several of you here tonight that are confused. If that word describes you right now, I want you to lift your hand up and right back down. I don't understand it all, preacher. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I wish I could help somebody tonight. Slip that hand up, preacher. I am confused. Thank you. Thank you. God wants you to know tonight that he is still in control. He had the key. Preacher, Oh, I'm about to come back and lay my hand on you right now. Preacher, I've paid my tithes. I've tried to do right. I've gave to preachers. I've even gave to you, preacher. And tonight, I can't hardly make it. What am I going to do? Yeah, God knows. God knows your condition. And you can either acknowledge it tonight and accept His help, or you're going to find out, because God's going to open the door for you. And God's going to help you. God is going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. Oh, I'll tell you, you don't know what went through me when I heard Brother McDonald say, oh, the angel said, the Lord rebuke thee. He knew who had the key of David. He knew who was in control, and he's in control tonight. If you lifted your hand, I want you to step out of your seat, come to this altar right now. Preachers, song leaders, Sunday school teachers, every head still bowed, just slip out of your seat and come to this altar right now. Come on. Come on, there's a bunch of you. There's a bunch of you wiping your eyes. This is a wholeness church. You're amongst friends. This is Brother Brent. He's been here many times. God wants you to know He knows where you are. Whew. I feel like you can get help if you step out of that sea right now. Everybody else shouted, Brother Brent. Everybody else got in. I wanted to, but I'm just kind of confused right now. I'm kind of in a turmoil, Brother Brent. I just... Come on, you slip your hand up. There's already 7 or 8 in this altar, 9, 10. Hey, amen, that's enough for you. You don't have to be embarrassed. You're amongst friends tonight. There's about 10 more of you need to step out right now. Make your way to this altar and get help for your soul at this altar. I don't even go to church here, Brother Brent. That's all right. That's all right. I'm fixing the clothes. Get out of the way, Brother Bobby. Would you come play for me? Hallelujah. Anybody else? I'll just come in with everybody else. Okay. But the help you need may be right up here waiting on you if you step out right now. God's got a command for you. He got a command for the devil. I'm opening the door. Make a way. Bring you out.
For yea, I would say unto thee, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And if thou wilt but follow, I will lead thee. I will be thy shepherd, and I will carry thee in my arms as the shepherd would the lamb. And I would say unto thee, my child, that I am the door, and I have opened up the way before thee. And though thou canst not understand, and thou canst not see, if thou wilt follow me, I will open unto thee and make it plain, and thou shalt know that thou hast followed in the way that God has opened to thee, and thou shalt be satisfied, saith the Lord thy God.
Oh, God. Anybody else want to come? Oh, my. Anybody else want to come before we just open these altars? Somebody might want to get behind you and pray with you tonight. God's got command for the house of prayer. I have set before thee an open door. Oh, play, Brother Bobby. We're fixing to come. Oh, kabashaka namako namaha namashaka namako to you. All right. If you're here tonight and you're on the mountaintop, and I know there's some more of you didn't obey God, I can just feel it in my soul. But if you're here and you're on the mountain, get out of your seat. Come pray with somebody in this altar tonight. Let's seek God for just a little while. Come on. God is still in control. Woo! I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty. Oh, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. I don't know what may be my portion. It may be through the flame or flood. Oh, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered, oh, by His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know He holds my hand. Oh, many things about tomorrow, oh, I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. Oh, and I know He holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. Come on, sisters. Come on, brothers. Tomorrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray, and the path that be my portion, it may be through, oh, the flame or flood. Come on, church. But His presence goes before me,
Oh, and I'm covered by His blood. Oh, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. Many things about tomorrow, come on church, oh, I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, oh, and I know He holds my hand. Oh, many things about tomorrow I can't see.